The Bridgeport Evening Farmer, Bridgeport, Connecticut, February 24, 1917. Price, 2 cents. Opposition to bill to stop newsgirls selling in the street. Dateline Hartford, February 24th. The Judiciary Committee found itself face to face with the sociological problems of the times, from the support of inebriates on the state farm to the sale of newspapers on the street by newsgirls and the night work of boys in bowling alleys at its hearing yesterday afternoon in the old Senate chamber. The bill prohibiting the sale of newspapers on the streets by girls was confronted by two groups diametrically opposed to each other on the question. Christine J. Haas, representing the Hartford Council of Jewish Women, strongly favored a measure which would impose a fine of $20 on girls for each offense of selling newspapers on the streets. O.A. Phelps of Hartford told of an instance involving a newsgirl who was assaulted as the result of carrying on her work on the street. Nathan B. Stone, president of a business college in New Haven, strongly objected to a statewide bill to prevent girls from selling newspapers on the street. He said he knows of at least two girls in New Haven who were earning their living in this way. He couldn't see how the business offered more temptations than the average work which took women on the highways. Miss Mary Hall, superintendent of the Goodwill Club of Hartford, strongly objected to any measure which would prevent the girls of the state from selling newspapers. Miss Mary C. Wells of Newington was against the idea of girls selling newspapers on the street. She told the committee that girls went into the saloons to sell their papers and followed up drunken men because they never asked for change. Miss Caroline M. Hewins, librarian at the Hartford Public Library, said she had known many newsgirls who had made their living selling papers. She was not entirely in favor of the plan to allow girls to sell papers on the streets. The bill providing that no child under 14 years of age shall be employed on bowling alleys and preventing boys under 16 from being employed on such alleys without certificates from the educational authorities resulted in keen discussion before the members of the committee, who heard all sides, from the glowing accounts of the money saved by the lads to the alleged evils of the work. Bowling alley proprietors before the committee urged that no change be made to the present law. A.P. Hayes and Herman Wiseman of Waterbury appeared against the measure. The speaker said the boys of certain alleys in Waterbury made as high as $12 a week and were given a chance to earn a clean living and earn money to go to college. Chairman Klett asked Mr. Wiseman if the reports were true that pin boys fell asleep over their studies in school. Mr. Wiseman said such might be the case, but he pointed out that alley owners do not want to interfere with the school studies of boys, and that school certificates should not be issued to boys who cannot carry on the work and their studies as well. Miss Hall favored the plan of employing boys on bowling alleys and saw no harm in the practice. Miss Wells was against the plan of employing boys on bowling alleys. She said some of them worked far into the small hours of the morning, and many of them were without certificates.